This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Sticker shock at the grocery store has been nothing new for consumers in the 2020s. However, one product that has previously been pocketbook friendly has seen continued price increases as reflected in month-over-month and year-over-year comparisons. We will hear more from USDA economist Megan Schweitzer next.
Imagine you're a basketball team that just won the title game, not by one bucket or 10, but by a score of 90-24. That would be a historic butt-whooping. Just like the beatdown Corteva AgriScience nitrogen stabilizers are putting on competitors, our Optinite technology and InServe and Instinct Next Gen locks nitrogen in your corn's root zone for up to 8 weeks versus only 2 weeks for others. See the difference our playbook makes at NutrientMaximizers.com.
USDA economist Megan Schweitzer says egg prices continue to rise at the consumer level, according to the January USDA food price outlook.
Egg prices rose by 8.4% in December. That was due to ongoing effects of the avian influenza outbreak that's been going on since 2022. Egg prices in December were up 36.8% from last year, but those prices are still below where they were at the peak of the outbreak at the beginning of 2023.
Schweitzer provides the forecast for egg prices in 2025.
We are predicting egg prices to increase by 20.3%.
She also discusses another food product category that is being watched heavily to begin 2025.
Prices for beef and veal declined in December by 0.2%, but prices were up by 4.9% from last December.
Schweitzer explains the data points that go into the monthly food price outlook.
We produce forecasts of food prices up to 18 months in the future here at the Economic Research Service. Each month, we have forecasts of food price changes for 22 food categories in the Consumer Price Index. And beginning in July of each year, we produce forecasts for the following year as well. Sort of our key months of the year are July, when we start producing those next year's forecasts, and then January, when we have complete data on what happened to food prices last year.
For more on this story and all of our daily news stories, you can visit our website at iowaagnet.com. You've been listening to Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.